Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Steve Martin. He's the author of Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay. You can find all that at profitpro.us. Right, Steve?
Yes, Jim. Absolutely.
Check that out. Stephen with a VC, Martin. Stephen C. Martin. Check that out and find him. Find his all of his the work that he does there at his website. Steve, thanks again for being with us. We're trying to make some profits out of in some areas that we wouldn't ordinarily think about. We've been talking primarily about trying to get rid of disorder, how disorder costs us money. It slows us down in our work. It gets in our way. It creates waste and it's a time thief, isn't it?
Absolutely, Jim. The best example I can give, or simile about disorder, is just imagine what your drive to work would be in the morning without any stop signs, stop lights, or lane dividers.
Right.
And that's what happens to the disorganized mind. You take away your own route planning, and you don't know where you're going to end up and what's going to run into you if you're not organized.
And, you know, I can almost tell you, without watching them work, you can almost tell who these people are, because when you talk to them, when you say, "Hey, how's it going?" We're just slammed. They always use that kind of language, you know, and they're always telling you about this thing that's going on, that thing that's going on, and instead of but they don't always, what they don't tell you is, "Well, I just finished this project," or "I just finished that project."
No, they're
they're always in the middle of something, right?
Absolutely. It is a bit of a challenge because some folks actually love that disorder. They love the feeling of being on fire, having to problem solve and be so busy that they're the center of the universe.
When we interview new employees, should we talk to them about whether they have the ability to drop the gavel on something, to put a ball around something, to pull the trigger, to wrap it up? Should we? And I'm sure there are tests that you can take, personality tests that you can take, to see if a person is able to do that. Isn't that an important thing to do?
Well, Jim, aren't results the only thing that really matter in the end?
Yep, I wish I could throw in the results.
The answer to your question is, of course. It's all results-driven, and very few people can make a living being disorganized and doing all that out-of-the-box, researchy, strategic kind of thinking, mm-hmm, without having to put something on paper and actually produce a result. You know, it's very rare that you can get away with that.
Well, so, I think, yes, when you're talking to people, when you're hiring them, you should say, "Okay, let me explain something to you. We've got a lot of hats to wear in this small business and not enough heads to put them on. That means that we have to turn the work out. That means we have to complete projects. We have to wrap them up and put them up on the shelf and make them available for sale, deliver them to customers, you know, improve our systems, whatever the goal of the project is. Our goal is not to wrap it up before it's time, but not to give it more time than it needs." Are you able to do, tell me how you're able to do that. What do you think?
Absolutely, and show me how you have done that in the past. Talk to me about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, although the past isn't a perfect predictor of the future, if someone tells you that they worked on something, and that's all they were able to do is to work on a whole bunch,
right,
of things, that doesn't necessarily mean they were actually able to do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, effort does not equate to results. Results are results. So you've got to look for people who are able to put order into their own organizations, their own personal behaviors, and actually produce the results that you're looking for.
And I'll tell you what else, folks. If you're the kind of person who has a hard time doing any of these things we're talking about, don't start a small business. because you will fail.
Well, you certainly better do some homework in learning the skills of organization and decision making.
Because you can learn, can't you? I mean, this is something you can work on and get better at, isn't it?
Absolutely. These are life skills and professional skills, Jim, and it's just practice makes perfect.
Right, absolutely. ProfitPro.us, right, Steve?
Yes, Jim.
ProfitPro.us. The book is called Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay. I encourage you to find it and see what Steve has to say. Hey, Steve, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back again real soon.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, Jim.
We always get smarter when Steve Martin joins us, ladies and gentlemen, don't we? I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.